coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
There are a few dot-com survivors who pulled through the whole horrible time that we all had in the late 90s, early aughts, if you can call them the aughts, 2000s. And one of the people that is here at the conference is Eric Ward. And Eric and I have been exchanging emails and links for several years now. And this is the first time we've met face-to-face. So are you surprised I look exactly like my icon?
You're actually far more handsome in person. Had I known, I would not have been making fun of you all these years based on your icon.
But surprisingly, we walked into the last presentation you did on link building, and you're still using LockerGnome as an example in your presentations.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I don't just do that because I know you. I do that because it's a classic example of what I call how the internet or the web gives anybody who has a good idea for content, for and how to distribute that content, can become a star, can become a celebrity in their own right. In the old days of public relations or publicity, it seemed like there were always these gatekeepers you had to get to recognize you, and you had to have big budgets to do that. But man, you started LockerGnome with just a great idea. I think when you started it, you know, you were still at home, weren't you? And you know, and it's like I remember those days. I remember talking on the phone with you for hours about how to grow traffic and get new subscribers, and what you've built. My opinion is like the best example of how anybody who has good content and the willingness to roll up their sleeves online can do it better than anybody.
We're pushing the audio envelope. This is likely to be listened to by about 25,000 to 30,000 people.
You're podcasting already?
You could call it that, but I still don't like the name.
Yeah, I think that's a tremendous alternative avenue for distributing content. You know, I think it's fantastic. Are people coming to the site to get it? How are they getting the audio? Yeah.
Yeah, by and large, they either download the MP3 or the WMA, or they just have it put into their podcasting application or news aggregator. So, Eric, you've been doing news releases for so many years, but what do you believe was the key element to your survival?
I think in some ways it was my own stupidity, that because there was a time in about 1995, 96, when everybody who was in the field that I was in publicity, trying to build awareness for websites, everything they were trying to do was to grow, hire more staff. Let's go get the coolest office we can get in the downtown area, you know, get the loft office. Let's spend a bunch of money and try to grow. And I never was really in it to try to – I didn't want to grow a company. I was much happier just working as an individual. And most of the companies that I watched grow – I mean, sometimes I would think, man, I can't believe that guy that was a competitor of mine a year ago now has 50 employees and all that. You know, here's a great example. Somebody like Scott Heffernan at iTraffic. You know, he's not necessarily was a competitor, but I remember talking to him when he was still at Sony and was thinking about starting iTraffic. And then the company grew, and a lot of people got rich there. But then a lot of people crashed burned and their businesses, and they went under. And I think by staying small, by keeping my overhead low, and by only working with really great content sites, there was always a place for that. There was always a place for good content on the web and people to help get that content known. And I think by staying small and keeping the costs down, I was able to survive during the leaner years.
Do you ever get to meet your clients face to face at conferences like these?
Occasionally, the funny thing is, I'm in my 11th year. The overwhelming majority of the clients I've had, out of hundreds of clients, I've probably met less than 10 in person. All of my contact is on email and on the telephone. For example, I met somebody at this conference, Stefan Spencer from NetConcepts, is a person I've been working with and have known and consider a friend for probably 9 or 10 years. Never met him in person. He has offices here in Wisconsin and also in New Zealand, yet we'd never met. So I think that's the coolest thing, because it's like you get an idea in your mind about what a person's like, but you never meet them in person, and then at a conference you get to. That's pretty – well, you too. You're a classic example. We never met till today.
Well, you look every bit like the picture that you've had on the website ever since, what, 1995, 96?
That's right. I'm trying to – it used to be very intimidating when I first started, because I was already in my 30s, and it seemed like everybody at the conference was 20. There were all these 21-year-old millionaires, and I'd be heading back home with my wife from the conference, and she'd say, man, I can't believe how young all these people are. And so now it seems like a little bit of revenge, because there's finally some of the guys now that are like more from the business side that actually have been around a while, and there's a lot fewer of those 20-year-old millionaires in the crowd.
Well, I can tell you, Eric, your press releases are always fun, interesting, and unique, so keep sending them to us, and we'll keep publishing them.
Thank you very much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.